Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It seems like my guest is a fan favorite. So today I have with me Sharni.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How do you feel about being asked to be on everyone's podcast?
I feel honored. This month? I feel honored. I feel wanted. I feel important.
I'm glad you feel that way, because I think it's an expression of how I think we feel about you and wanting you to know that you're wanted and you are part of the team. If you don't know, guys, Sharni's officially part of the I Am team, so we are very excited to have her. She's actually been in the background for quite some time. Y'all just haven't known. But if you used to listen to us on radio, you would know that we would have her on radio with us for like a couple of times. We had a couple of times. But before we get started, I just wanted to do something different this year with my podcast. And I think I want to start lighthearted and I want to introduce a new segment. It's called, I have to figure out a name for it. But I will say what it's okay. Let me tell you what it is and then I'll explain it. So I'm still playing around with the names. But right now, I'm going to say, what is your theme song, right? So what is happening is, I love music, so there's no other way for me to incorporate music than to this than that.
Friend, you're putting me on the spot right now.
I'm going to give you time to think,
okay,
right? While I figure out mine, or while I answer. So what happens is, every time I'm going to ask my guest, what is your song right now? So it's like, what is your theme song? So you basically, it can be an existing theme song of a show. It can be just a normal song.
Mm-hmm.
And then that song needs to describe where you're at in life right now. And in life, I don't mean like this year. It can just be like this week, this is how I've been feeling, right? This describe how my week has gone, right?
Let me just go on to my music app right now.
But for me, I will go first, right? For me, this is going to be a new song every month, obviously, according to what's going on in my life. But right now, the song that literally came to my mind when I thought about this was the song that is my theme song, is the Friends theme song. The song that says, what does it, how does it go? So no one told you life was gonna be this way. That's literally what's going on with my life. Like, nobody told me that adult life is gonna be this way. And it just feels like such a scam. But because of the upbeatness of the song, you don't realize that they talk about how tough adulting is and the challenges of adulthood, because the beat is like,
ba, 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 ba.
Yes. So that's literally the theme song to my life for like the past week and a half, 2 weeks. Have you found something?
Mm-hmm,
okay,
I do.
What is yours?
Cool, Friends. So I went through a bit of a low season.
Yeah.
Where I was a bit in the dumps.
Yeah.
So this is just the first one that caught my eye. It is Too Much from, I think her name is Dove Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, if you say I'm too much, baby, go find less. What? If you can't keep up, stay below, I guess. If I'm such a big deal, maybe you're too little. Ooh, it's too tough if you say I'm too much.
Hectic.
So I feel like I'm entering into my...
That girl season.
Boss era again.
Yes.
I lost her. I didn't lose her. I just...
She was taking a seat outside of the section.
She took a seat for like... a little while, but she's back.
But now I think it's time for her to enter into the
exactly. Example, I had red hair for very long, and I loved my red hair.
Yo.
I felt like this spicy chick. And my dad didn't like my red hair as much as I would like him to like it. Mm-hmm. So I told you the other day, I'm going to buy myself a red wig now.
Why not?
And I'm going to enter back into that era so I can take it back off if I need to take it back off. And then one of my really good friends said, she's like, okay, Sharnice is on her way.
Wow.
And I'm like, yes.
We're already naming her Sharnice.
And I'm, because it's Sharni and Sharnice.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, Sharnice, you're yapping.
Yeah.
Your mouth is moving like a rat. Yappa yappa.
Yep.
So it was this ongoing joke about Sharnice. We also actually called her Sharnice about yapping yapping.
Yeah.
And when we spoke about the red hair, she's like, Sharnice.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm getting, I'm in my...
Yeah. I'm glad to see that your glow is coming back into service. I mean, surface, we love to see.
Well, in
that.
Service as well.
In service. But actually going into the glowing, right? A lot of the times us girlies, when we're in that season, it's time for the Instagram posts to go up. It's time for this Instagram stories mm-hmm. to go up. So that actually leads to today's conversation. We're actually talking about social media and how navigating our faith yeah. in the digital age when everything in our lives are on social media. Mm-hmm. And actually what brought this up to for me to talk about was a few weeks ago, I think it was a week or two ago, I was talking to a friend of mine and we were talking about, we had seen someone post something or something on social media. And then we were like, yo, we remember the time when we were like that. Like
yeah.
we were like helping a church, active at church. And then on, even if you're not active, but going to church and then perceiving yourself to be a certain way. And then you go on the like Monday to Saturday, you're living a completely different yeah. life, right? And we were like, yo, we were so bold about posting the life we were living Monday to Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then we would also post a picture of us at church on Sunday, posting the Bible verse of the day. And we were talking about how actually now we were disturbed at our actions and how we portrayed our lives yeah. on social media. Mm-hmm. So I think my question is, it made me realize, okay, what is our identity on social media?
It narrows all down to that, right? Jeff.
So what do you think your identity is when it comes to you, your faith and social media? How do you want to be perceived, or how do you choose to be perceived?
Friend, I think I am just a person that doesn't really care. Mm-hmm. Mainly. I do get my moments where I'm like, oh! But if I think about like the younger people, like if I think in my brother's generation, the feed needs to look the same. Mm-hmm. The graining on the pictures all new. Oh. And I'm like, that is tiring.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
yeah.
already editing podcasts and YouTube videos like no one's supposed to. I do not want to edit my pickies as well.
Yeah.
So I do put like a tiny bit of a color filter, but I do not. It is so much just a shortcut there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I am actually a person that really doesn't care on what I put on social media. Mm-hmm. So whether I am in a glowing season or in a low season, mm-hmm. I just don't care. I would normally put up something. I'm also not the person that puts up every single thing that I do.
Oh, okay. So your Instagram
is random.
It's random, but it says mysterious.
Actually, I don't know.
I think we can get your characteristics on social media. We can say
yes.
that you like going out, exploring different places.
Exactly.
You'll
see that I've been places, yeah. but I'm very honored to be places. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told someone else the other day, actually to Glita, I spoke to her the one time, also about social media, and it was like, I'm not going to put on... I'm here and I'm here and I'm here. But mm-hmm. if I'm blessed, let's say my dad blessed my mom and I to go to Greece last year. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm going to put it up. Mm-hmm. So I made a whole Greece post. So I am always, it's random. It's quite random all over the show. Mm. Then you have like the other day I saw a really nice, it's like a reel where it's a Christian page where mm-hmm. they make reels with like quotes and then they like run pictures through, so mm-hmm. it's like this, what is it called, like a pretty, let's say they say my help comes from the mountain, then they put like a mini mountain pictures mm. on. So I was like, this is something I can make in Canva, let's try mm. this. So then I posted one of it on my Instagram. That's the next cool. post was a birthday post. Now I'm gonna probably post only in May on my birthday. But it's not that I have this regular schedule of posting. Mm. When I feel like posting, I'm going to post it. Mm. And it doesn't necessarily match.
Do you think that you struggle with uploading your faith, anything to do with your faith on social media, like a repost, any of those?
I didn't necessarily think about it. I think when I started... I had TikTok for a very long time. And then, you know, when the repost setting came onto yeah. TikTok, I started repost, because I don't make TikTok videos. You'll yeah, not yeah. find me there. But, and then I started reposting things. Mm. And I think that made it think, it was never difficult for me to share my faith. Mm. I just, it wasn't necessarily, anything. Like, yeah. It wasn't necessarily a priority to post anything on my social media. So then the other day I made a Christian reel with a verse and I posted it. So it's not necessarily difficult. I just need to sit and make things like that, which I quite enjoy. I do enjoy sitting on Canva and being like, Lord, what verse can I put on now? Lord, what do you want the people to know?
I think I want to do that more because we were talking at Bible study in my Bible study group with young adults. We were talking about, I think we were reading one of the last two chapters in Romans, and it was talking about there was a lot that I can't remember which exact one. I'll put it down probably on the screen, but it was a very loaded chapter and it tackled so many different things. And it was also talking about how also as Christians, how to live with each other as Christians, but also how to live with people who are not Christian and all of those things. And we mentioned how what my friend was like, you know, what I've gotten from this chapter is how to also be bold about my faith and my social media, right? She was also talking about how it's a girl that a few weeks ago we saw someone else's social media post. So she was like, you know, when I was doing whatever, I was so bold and I was so loud about how I was living. But when it comes to the things of God, I'm so like hesitant on sharing it. And she was also basically kind of making us all think of why are we hesitant to share the word of God? But when we were living in the world, we were not hesitant on sharing those things. So I think with me personally, I've realized that and it's very vulnerable for me to say publicly, but I do think on TikTok, it's so easy for me to repost. Instagram, it's very tough for me to post stuff. But at the same time, even the things that I do repost on TikTok, I'm scared of reposting some of them because of how intense it is. Like sometimes I feel like, okay, the word of God is so blunt.
And there and bold.
Yes, and bold that some people might not be receptive to it.
I hear you.
So, like, for example, now, and I think it happened now more recently because I've decided to take my social media seriously and creating content on especially TikTok. So now I'm taking my content creation seriously and everyone knows of my faith and whatnot. But now because of the things that I repost, I have to, like, I'm in my head.
The spotlight is there now.
Now I'm like, people are going to see. Yep. Where I really stand. And then there's certain things I'm like, these are very controversial things. So how do I navigate that? And it's really been difficult because I do feel like I've been called out like recently in the past 2 weeks that you skipped that video. If you didn't do social media content creation, then you would have reposted that video. And why? Right? So it really led me to be like, back in the day, which is what I actually wanted to get to. Back in the day, ministry was so important where people will go out and preach the word, right? But now we don't go out and preach the word as often as people back in the day. We have technology, we have platforms for people to see who God is by looking at our pages, right? So I think I'm getting to the point of like you're saying, you touched on how you posted a Christian like verse on your stories. Do you think that all of us Christians, because like 98% of us have social media, do you think we all have a responsibility to publicly post about God and not like necessarily like preach but post
verses and I think so. I don't think social media is for everyone. I feel like obviously like we are extroverted or introverted. I don't think the Lord puts social media on everyone's heart. Because at the end of the day, social media is not the end all and the be all. But if you feel called to do it and you ignore that call, that's being disobedient.
Okay.
But if you don't feel the call, you don't need to do it. Because I don't feel like, imagine everyone feels the call to, or the Lord puts it on, it's going to be chaotic.
That is so true. Because actually, I wrote this on my notes and I was like, how do you feel about everyone who's standing up to be like a Christian influencer. In fact, maybe not Christian influencers, because there is, I think I've found Christian influencers different to Christian teachers on social media.
Yeah.
So now there's like an uprise in Christian teachers on social media. So everyone, the moment they become saved, they think, okay, cool, let's go, we need to preach the word, and then everyone like goes online and starts speaking about God, which is not terrible. I guess, because also to a certain degree that is also part of what we're doing,
right? Exactly.
So I can't necessarily pass judgment on that.
Exactly.
But I think it is very difficult to now filter out the fakes from the real. And now you get on social media, like my brother made a joke and was like, was it my brother? I can't remember who made the joke. I was talking to someone and it was like, yo, now on social media, all I see is like some man or woman going, stop, don't scroll this. If this might be for you, there's a reason why God made you see this.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe. Maybe alone or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.